Good afternoon, everybody. This is remarkably late for us. We appreciate everybody coming. Are we on the air?
Hey, Mike.
Yep, we're on.
Okay, apology for the confusion about our start time. As you know, we, I think, massaged the agendas of the various committees, so we will be out by no later than 2, possibly before that, and we will move some of our presentations to March. But thank you for changing your schedule. Before we start, Maria, would you like to tell us about your position?
Okay. I've been recently appointed, in fact, last year, to head up the Bureau of Economic Development for Cook County. So I will be working with President Preplinkle, who this is a very important initiative for her. She's putting under the Bureau of Economic Development, Workforce Development, Community Planning, Capital Planning and Development, and Building and Zoning. So that will be my sphere. I'm hoping to be able to take the lead on this initiative countywide. And place Cook County as a leader in terms of economic development. I think it's very related to transportation initiatives and what we will be doing here. So I hope that Cook County can also influence some of what Chipotle does.
Cook County's just rolling in dough, so you're going to send us some money to help.
Oh, absolutely.
I heard your president on the radio on the way in at NPR.
Congratulations. That's great. Okay, so let's start with the...
Anything following that is anti-climatic.
Well, we need a roll call probably, right?
Start roll call for engineer.
Sure. Chairman Jim Roth.
Here.
Director Jim Roth. Director Canham.
Here.
Director Saldana.
Here.
Director Towns.
Here.
Do you have a quorum?
Great. And the first item on the agenda is the motion to approve the minutes of the meeting held January 27th, unless there are any questions or comments about them.
So moved.
Motion being seconded. Need a second, please.
Second.
Second is made. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion carries and placed on a consent agenda. Paul, we have a number of items. You heard that we cut the long presentations out so that we could, you know, just get. Let's do item number one and note that the Director Towns will be recusing himself on item number one.
Item one is a construction contract award for rehab of roadway and bridges on a four-lane section of I-90. That's the Jean Anna Memorial Tollway from Newburgh to Samuel Road. This is the far western section of I-90. Work includes minimal pavement patching, resurfacing, and repairs on 17 bridges. The joint venture of William Charles Construction Company and Rock Road Company is a low bidder at $28,988,553.95. They have committed to meeting our DBE goal on this contract. We did get two really great bids on this job, and they both were below our engineer's estimate and established budget. And the reason why is because we really tailored the scope of this work on I-90 to meet the needs for this year, and hopefully carry it into the next planned improvement for I-90, which will be a reconstruction, hopefully in 6 to 8 years. The original budget we established at $66 million back in 2007 as part of our update of the CRP program. At that time, it included complete removal of the asphalt overlay, extensive full-depth patching, a new 5-inch hot mix asphalt overlay on top of the two lanes in each direction, and complete shoulder reconstruction. Our pavement consultants have gone out there, as they do every year, and re-inspect things. We moved this work from 2015 to 2011. Now, we've trimmed down the pavement patching. This section of I-90 has a very special existing overlay layer that's kind of holding the base together, and we made the decision that it's probably best not to disturb that because it's going to increase the base patching numbers too high, and we feel we can get away with just doing an overlay of the surface. We're also just going to do the same thing on the shoulders, just do a micro surface overlay on the shoulders. And lastly, our asphalt specifications, which most of the savings came on those items, the fact that we're allowing a lot of recycled materials in our asphalt pavements, and also we allow them to use a Warmix application, has really produced some good results in our bids for those particular work items.
Questions on item number one?
Paul, when you say you think you can get away with not disturbing the overlay, can you just be a little more specific and just let us know that from an engineering perspective, not disturbing the current overlay is actually sound, and this new expenditures will extend the life of the roadway for 10 years, or is it less because you're not disturbing the overlay? And what's the analysis that goes into that?
So when this was originally programmed in the CRP, the work was scheduled to be done in 2015. And we knew that we're dealing with the 50-year-old section of the roadway. We knew also from our past resurfacing projects on this section that the base is in not very good condition. We're also aware that, you know, the next time we come into the section, it's going to be a complete reconstruction. I don't want to see the tollway spend a lot of additional money and resources on preparing a base that only has to make it for the next 6 to 8 years. So we had our payment consultants give us an evaluation, and this is what they recommended. Just do a surface overlay, just microsurface the shoulders. You'll provide a smooth, safe riding surface for the public. It'll carry you for the next 6 years, and you'll be fine.
And by that time, we hope that we are doing new JNAMs.
Correct.
And could you speak to the number of bridges and some of the work that might be involved there? Because you might recall it's somewhere between 15 and 20.
Yeah,
17.
We're doing rehab on 17 bridges in this section. It is a two-lane section. Once again, all those bridges are on repair cycles. This is, you know, the necessary work that needs to be done. And
is it actually a new structure, or just what by rehabbing? When we rehab a bridge, what do you do?
Yeah.
The deck?
The whole new structure.
Yeah, rehab is not complete reconstruction. Rehab could be, and the thing that usually requires attention are the pavement joints. That's like the first thing to go on these bridges. There could be some surface repairs to the concrete, either on the substructure or on the superstructure or on the barrier walls. It's that, some patching on the surface of the deck. That's usually what is included in the rehab work. We may be, you know, cleaning up the bearings, repairing the beam ends. When the joints fail, a lot of water gets on the substructure. The water on the substructure tends to start breaking things down.
Director Morris, you had a question.
Yeah. Were there really only two bidders?
Yeah, that was my next question.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned that this is in that far western section of I-90. And,
Not that.
Yeah.
Not that.
I believe that.
Where do you live?
Oh, okay. Illinois.
I mean, we know Rockford Blacktop is right there. Mm-hmm. That's pretty close to them. Boston. We also know Plody is, you know, just to the east of there.
Yeah.
I guess the other bidders probably felt that those two, because of the short distances that they would have to deal with, you know, it'd be hard to compete with those here.
It's just kind of weird. Owned and groaning for work. This is in the size range that some of the more medium and smaller firms could have a shot at, and yet only two of them did.
I was just happy to see that they were both, you know, well below our
budget. No, the price is good. It's just that it's surprising we only have the two bidders. It's kind of disappointing, but that's, we gave it our best shot.
$48,000.
Other questions on item number one? hearing none, I'd call for a motion on item number one, please noting the recusal of Director Towns.
So moved.
Second. Okay, second, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and will be placed on the consent agenda. Paul, we're going to go to item number two, and please note my recusal on item number two.
So item number two is our other construction contract award for repairs on I-90, roadway and bridge rehab. This is a six-lane section of I-90 though, basically from the Elgin Toll Plaza to this Plains River Road. Work includes pavement patching, resurfacing, repairs on 8 bridges. We're also going to install some additional cameras to supplement our intelligent transportation system in this area and improve our traffic and incident management. Although I did mention Elgin Toll Plaza to Des Plaines River Road, the resurfacing part of the contract is only going to be restricted to Elgin Plaza to Barrington Road, so that's like about a 10-mile section. Plody was the low bidder on this contract at $35,829,249.05. We did receive more bids on this job. It's a little, you know, closer to where these other companies are located. Plody has agreed to meet our DBE requirement on this job. We did receive very, very good bids on this, well below the engineer's estimate and the budget. We attribute the low bids to the lack of this work currently being advertised. These item 1 and 2 are really the two big tollway jobs for 2010 on our system. The location of the work, this is right outside Plody's door. 2011. Thank you. Plody was not successful on item 1, so I think they really sharpened their pencils on this one. And once again, really, really good prices on our asphalt materials, which I attribute to our upgrade of our specifications, use of recycled asphalt, and more mix applications.
You know, you said you sharpened the pencil. Did you award the first one and then you put this one out, or what was the sequence of that?
The sequence was item 1 was opened a week before item 2.
Okay.
And we usually try to do that.
That's a good idea.
Create a little extra incentive. Yeah.
So they know that they're probably out on item 1 when they come back.
Yes, they definitely knew that.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely a good way to do it.
Other questions on item number 2?
I have a larger question. We had a presentation about 2 months ago that this whole stretch needs to be rebuilt, and I can't remember the number, $700 million. It would seem to me, and Mike can correct me if I'm wrong, that with using a little bit of creative financing by pushing out payments, we have some capacity that we could maybe bond for a significant portion of that project now. Does it make sense to spend $70 million and bulldoze it within the next, maybe as soon as 3 years?
I think, if I may, this was part of our presentation in December, was the, you know, cost savings that we would be able to realize, you know, by moving ultimately the reconstruction of this particular segment up several years. You know, ultimately there's, you know, design work and other work that would need to be done before construction could actually begin. But I believe that the savings number was in the neighborhood of $200 million. And ultimately, some of it was, we thought we were getting, you know, obviously very good bids on work right now, but, you know, there are realities to, as you said, not spending these dollars on resurfacing, but doing what we ultimately need to do, which is reconstruct.
So, but this fits within that presentation by this, of
we,
the 200 we were worried about, this would be 70 of that, but.
No, this is actually, even when we came up with that number, we knew we were going to have to do this work.
Okay.
Because we would have never, even if we would have made a decision to go ahead with reconstruction and could have found the funding to pursue it.
It would have taken
still,
2 or 3 years.
We wouldn't have been able
and
to.
And the surface is bad there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
So,
thank you.
In addition, there are some things like the soil erosion prevention and other things that are more permanent that wouldn't be redone. So
no, it is. I've ridden that road, but it needs to be done. Yeah. But I was thinking if we were 6 months away from being able to bid the major reconstruction of it, then. But you're thinking that what, maybe 3-4 years that we'd be able to start from ground up and rebuild it.
Definitely. I mean,
the soonest?
Yeah.
Okay.
But 3 or 4 years?
I mean,
if money were not an object, how soon could you have plans ready to do that?
Money was not an object.
He's got to do
it. It would have been part of the.
No, but Paul
has promised me that whatever date we give him, he will.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think that's on a very practical level to do the soil borings to possibly add additional lane with that I can't remember what the initials are, lanes, to do that kind of stuff.
Well, I think some of the timing of it depends on whether we do, you know, a congestion price lane, for instance, or a separate lane, what the transit alternative is, that obviously we're, to some extent, dependent on other agencies. Later in the meeting, Chair Wolf is going to talk about the summit that's coming up and some work that we're doing with the other transportation agencies to try to get to some finality around some of the decisions, because clearly, you know, I think we've heard from the board that transit is of interest to us on that corridor, and it would be, we want to cooperate potentially in trying to provide for it, but there's a significant difference between right-of-way acquisition and construction, between some type of bus service that's in a shared lane, bus service in a dedicated lane, rail service. You know, there are lots of different options. So I think
so
we're, that
this,
would need to be
this will not, this will cover us during that discussion period, during the drawing specs, bids, and everything.
And we limited it. We limited the improvements for 90 for this year to just those sections that were in the worst shape,
okay,
that we felt the least confident about them lasting any longer. And like the director, executive director said, some of the things that will affect it, if we could stay within our existing right-of-way, like we did in a lot of other improvements that we did, we would probably only take, you know, six months to a year to finish up the design.
Right.
And we would get it done. And right,
but if we're going to add a lane or do something, then it takes it maybe a year and a half.
No, even adding a lane is fine. But implementing a new ITS idea for a managed lane, that might put a little time into it. But, you know, Rocco's not here. He would be on the critical path.
Right.
Oh, darn.
So this would be...
He's been very successful at getting permits for
it. If we have to go wider, if we're going to go wider than it currently we own, to do some of these other things, then that takes more time.
We need more right of way. Definitely trips, you know, definitely creates additional time for us.
Paul, in the presentation you told, what's the outside date that you think the repairs have to be, or the rebuild has to be done on this site?
You know, like I mentioned, our first one take us out 8 years, so we're thinking, you know, that will get us out to 2020.
But again, that gives, that's with additional resurfacing work along the whole corridor in that period.
We are
this
saying
like
five to 10 years. It could be 5 years.
Okay. Well, I think what you're trying to do is make sure that the road is, the integrity of the road is protected while we're working on the other side of this, trying to make the bigger scope project occur, whatever scope that's going to be. But regardless of what that's going to be in the timing, these things need to be done now.
Right, because we're dealing with something now that we don't have any experience with, and we don't have much confidence in it, because the pavement is getting beyond 50 years. It was built in 1958, so, you know, when that happens...
Say that loud for the senators. Look at that camera and say it loud.
Okay. Other questions or comments on item number
two? Well, I just think it's important to know for the board. I mean, it sets some critical time
tag
in terms of what we have to do.
Right.
And for the community and for certain decisions to finally come to, you know, fruition. You know, it's like the rubber meets the road now in terms of what we do.
The rubber meets the pothole. Right.
Exactly. Other questions, comments? I call for a motion on number two, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor, signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Please note again my recusal on item number two, and similarly my recusal on item number three. Paul.
Okay. Item three is a construction contract award for landscaping and some other miscellaneous improvements on the North Tri-State Tollway and the Eden Spur. This landscaping is following our major reconstruction and resurfacing projects on these corridors. The low bidder on this contract is a DBME firm. It's Natural Creations Landscaping. They are also a new prime contractor for the tollway, and their bid on this job was $699,514.50. So we'll be achieving 100% DBE on this particular job. We attributed the low bid to there's a lot of overstock on plant material. There's limited work of this type that's available right now, and very competitive marketplace.
Have we worked with this company before?
They have participated as a subcontractor on our job.
Okay.
we have several new primes, or at least first-time primes, not necessarily new to doing tollway work, but first-time primes in this group, correct?
You'll hear about it definitely in the professional services awards.
Great. Other questions on item number three?
Will to approve.
Second. Thank you. Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And item number three, voting my recusal, will be placed on the consent agenda. Paul, let's go to item number four.
Item four, very similar to item three. It's a construction contract award for landscaping and miscellany improvements on the Reagan Memorial and Veterans Memorial tollways. Now, this landscaping is also following major reconstruction projects on these corridors. Mott Excavating is the low bidder on this contract at $516,364.75. They are a new prime contractor for the tollway. I don't believe they have done any subcontract work for us before either. As with the previous item, you know, we attribute the low bid to there's a lot of this work. There's a lack of this type of work out there and very competitive.
You know, Vienna is awfully far south.
Right.
How are they planning to staff this?
I had to Google Vienna on the map, and I saw that it was located pretty close to the Shawnee National Forest.
Yes, it's down there below Carbondale, which is great that we're getting bidders from throughout the state, but what do they do on staffing and stuff?
I know they're pre-qualified, and I know they submitted all the required documentation to do this work, and they're the low bidder.
Okay.
And we'll be watching them.
They'll probably just bring their people up in motels and stuff.
That's
they do up in northern Wisconsin and then upper peninsula and that. So. That's great, though. Again, and Sunil and I bidder, that's good, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was thinking Vienna, and wasn't sure where that would come from.
Vienna.
Got to
be
Vienna
if you're
down
there.
Cairo,
right?
Cairo,
Vienna.
Cairo. Other questions? Hearing none, I'd call for a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor, signify.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and item number four will be placed on the consent agenda. Paul, we're moving to item number five. And I think we have a number of contracts in this regard that we can let's take five and six together if we might.
All right, the next few are professional service contract awards. And I'll be very brief. We got 278 statements of interest from 83 work firms on 11 items off of our last bulletin. Six of them are going to be presented today. We had some really good results. We selected one DBE firm, one MBE firm, three Menaporte, five are brand new primes to the tollway, two are people that haven't had work since 2007, and the other four haven't had work from us since 2008. The DBE commitments that we got from the firms were great. It looks like we're going to be exceeding our 20% goal and actually achieving 28%. So we're very happy with these selections. Now I'll get into item five. That's professional service contract award for construction management of roadway and bridge rehab on the Jane Addams. This is item one, construction contract. From Newburgh to Sandwall, the award of this contract is recommended to SDB in the amount of $2,051,746.37. And they are going to be exceeding our DB goal, and we had a lot of interest in this job. There were 23 statements submitted. Item six is a professional service contract award for construction management of roadway and bridge rehab on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway from Elgin to the Plains River Road. That was item two on the construction awards. Award of this contract is recommended to McDonough and Associates in the amount of $3,954,981.62. They have a Menaporte proposal included in the contract, and we had a large interest in this particular job also.
Paul, would you take item number seven, too? I'm sorry. So we're going to cover five, six, and seven when we get to the motion.
Okay. Item seven is a professional service contract for construction management services upon request. So this is a task order type contract that we have. It's recommended to award to Michael Baker Jr. in the amount not to exceed $1 million. We did receive 26 statements of interest on this contract. They had committed to exceeding our DBE goal. And I think they're going to, they actually committed to 30% instead of 20%.
Questions on, excuse me, questions on numbers 5, 6, and 7.
Well, there is a, what the engineer's, engineer's estimate is. What is your group, not estimate?
These are negotiated contracts based solely on the hours that they anticipate they'll need to perform this work and the hours that we agree that they need.
So it goes within that process. You guys have an idea in your mind what it should be.
Absolutely.
So it'll be negotiated, and this will be a kind of a not-to-exceed kind of situation?
On all of them, this is the upper limit of the contract.
Okay.
And if they do exceed it, or if they have reason to exceed it, I will have to come back to the board and obtain approval for a $1 increase or more in their services.
Okay. It's $1 you can ask Jim.
Okay.
Items 5, 6, and 7. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and numbers 5, 6, and 7 will be placed on the consent agenda. Well, let's take item 8, noting my recusal.
All right. Item 8 is a professional service contract for construction management services at Southern Crest. This also is a task order type contract, and we recommend award to Robert D. Hamilton, consulting engineers, an amount not to exceed $300,000. Robert E. Hamilton is a new client consultant for the tollway. We received less statements of interest on this contract, only 7, and we attributed that as more specialized work. It's primarily going to be dedicated for facility improvements that we have planned. Pardon me, did you say out of 9 also?
I did not.
Okay.
See, listen, that's good. Item number 8. is there a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. All in favor, signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Please note my recusal on item number 8. Well, let's take 9 and 10.
Okay. Item 9 is a professional service contract award for design services upon request. This also is a task order type contract, and we're recommending that it be awarded to Baxter and Woodman in the amount not to exceed $500,000. Baxter and Woodman is a new prime consultant to the tollway. We did receive a large number of statements of interest on this contract, 31 in all. And they have committed to exceeding our DD requirements, and it's a firm that's located in Illinois. I tried to note where they were located on the agenda item so that you had that information. Item number 10, similar contract to the 9. It's a professional service contract award for design services upon request system-wide. This, too, is a task order contract that's recommended to the ME firm, Globetrotters Engineering, in amount not to exceed $400,000. They also are going to, we're going to utilize this contract primarily for designing facility improvements for us. They've committed to exceeding our DBE goal. I will note they're an ME firm, but they're also employing a DBE sub-consultant that's at least going to be involved up to 20%.
Very good. Questions on items 9 and 10, please? Hearing none, may I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor, signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and items 9 and 10 will be placed on the consent agenda. Well, item number 11, please.
Item 11 is a supplement to our construction management contract with D.B. Sterling. The supplement amount is $115,000. It's required for in support of our construction contract that involved roadside improvements on the tri-state tollway between the Leak and Oasis and Lake Cook Road, and also some work at Russell Road. These construction improvements, we let this contract pretty late in 2010, and we were not able to complete all the improvements before the end of the year. There were some delays caused by the long lead time for ordering some light poles that we planned to replace, and we also had some temperature restrictions related to bridge painting work that we had planned. So we did extend the construction contract into the spring. We would like to continue to use D.D. Sterling to do the construction management oversight. So it's recommended that they be supplemented to finish that work for us.
Questions on item number 11? Hearing none, may I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries and will be placed on the consent agenda. Paul, we have one release of retainage. Number 12, please.
Okay. Item 12 is a request for final release of retainage to Devane Brothers Electric in the amount $24,387.92, and this is on contract 9174. This contract included the replacement of the communication radio tower on the Dania Memorial Tollway at Business Route US 20. That's also where our Rockford maintenance facility is located, M7. This work we coordinated with our IT department, and it has been completed within their established budget, and the contractor did exceed our DB requirement on this job.
Did any questions? Hearing none, I call for motion, please, on item number 12.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and seconded. All in favor, signify aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries and will be placed on the consent agenda. Anything else, Paul, that needs... Oh, we do have something else, huh? So you wanted to mention something.
I did want to thank you
regarding the DBE for plumbers.
Yeah, I'm proud to say that we have, with these various professional services contracts, we've achieved a standard of 28.4% DBE of the WBE participation, which of course is beyond what we would typically see if the 20% or typically goal set of being 20% on those contracts. So I just want to commend Paul and his team. We obviously place a high priority on that. I know all of you feel that it's a high priority, and we certainly wanted to highlight that. I also wanted to just take the liberty in this meeting to congratulate also Paul and John Benda and their team on the excellent work they did on the recent Stormopolis that swept the region. The first part of this month, an excellent job. Many people worked tirelessly, for 24 hours or more with no sleep to make sure that the tollways roads were clear, and our customers really benefited from that. So we want to thank all of you for your hard work.
Yeah, it'll be a long night today.
But many of us have gotten a lot of comments from people about what a great job the tollway did, and that certainly has nothing to do with my efforts and everything to do with, John Benda and others who made that happen for us. So thank you very much again. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
That's great. Any congratulations there? And
are we out of salt yet?
No.
We're just fine.
Good answer.
I saw him down taking the salt shakers out of the cafe.
I brought my
words. That works. There's also something else that I noticed when I got here a little early today. Stopped by to visit with Rocco on a subject and noticed that there's a new plaque in Rocco's office from the Federal Transportation Administration. Rocco, what was that plaque for you?
We got this plaque yesterday from the, it was actually bigger honor than I imagined. It was, I think we talked about this before, it was the one of seven across the United States project that was recognized by Federal Highway Administration for the work that we're doing on the North Chicago wetland mitigation site. So Victor Mendez, the administrator of USDOT, came and actually presented the tollway with the plaque yesterday.
I recall that included that new word that you taught me, bioswale.
Okay.
Very good. Anything else before the engineering committee?
I will note Angela Laporte did an excellent presentation at that Transportation Highway Engineers Conference on that particular project, and also Adam Littner did an excellent presentation on our Divergent Diamond interchange concept that is being looked at for I-88 and Route 59, and I was very proud of them.
Very good. With that, congratulations all on all fronts for a great job, and call for motion to adjourn, please.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries, and we stand adjourned.